hurts. Now my front hurts. Feels good to get back in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Declamation of Independence podcast. My name is Logan.
And I'm Austin, and it is Monday, September 20th. I think we're coming on 2 months since, actually a little over 2 months since our last podcast. It's been a little bit on season two, huh? Season two's been right on it. We've been really getting it going.
Okay, so we have to have a heart-to-heart with you listeners right now. We had all the intentions of doing this more often. But like housework, sometimes you know what needs to be done, but it still takes a little bit to get done. There's been a few things, and this is a little bit of teaser into a future episode going on with both me and Austin. But one of the things that last we had left off on was Austin was getting ready to become a new dad. And since then, you have had your baby, beautiful daughter. And I tried to get you last time to tease what her name was going to be. And, you know, you don't care about our listeners, so you didn't. But now that she's born, what's your daughter's name?
Her name's Aspen Noel.
Aspen Noel.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with the name, by the way? Was it you, Sydney, a mix?
I guess it was a mix. I mean, Sydney heard that name from someone, not someone she worked with, but someone at work back when in Florida. And when she mentioned it to me one time, I'm like, man, I kind of like that name. I'm like, it's unique, but I think it's actually really cool. So I've always stuck with it. And yeah, I think I was actually leaning towards it more. And then that's what we went with. And then her middle name, man, that was like last minute. We kept changing it.
What was the other options on the table?
Oh, man, there's a few. She had some different ones. I didn't care for it, so I don't even remember. But I know one of them, like, I think we liked, like, which I don't know. Where was the one that we, like, Elizabeth was one, but I don't know. I wasn't a huge fan, but I think it went good. Aspen, Elizabeth went. So that was like one of them that was like we were almost set on. But yeah, we changed it to Noel. I don't know. I think it just kind of went better. Kind of goes off the tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. Just rolls off the tongue. Naturally.
But I mean, yeah, there's a few, but Elizabeth was the one that we were almost locked in on.
And we do promise this time we are going to stay committed to posting episodes. As you can imagine, as a new parent, time is hard to come by and rest even harder. And so, you know, scheduling this, you guys are familiar. We're not in the same state. We're not recording in the same room. There's a lot of things that come into play. But if you can't tell from the way Austin sounds, you sound like a father. You sound tired.
I'm always tired.
Sounds like your energy has been sucked away from you. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, I get more sleep than the wife, but man, it's still just tired. Like, I'm working like normal. I'm usually tired from work anyways. So, I mean, it's not like I have a physically tiring job. I have a mentally tiring job. So it gets about this time, 3-4 o'clock.
You work with Democrats?
Yeah, actually I do sometimes. It's not most of my customers aren't, because usually they're pretty smart. So
yeah,
they're not going to, but the ones that aren't, they are typically Democrats.
So tell me about this new father. What's being a parent like? Is it harder than you thought? Is it about what you thought? What's been like the biggest difference, and what went kind of exactly like you thought it was going to?
So, I mean, it's kind of how I always thought, and that's why I've always waited to have a kid. But I mean, seeing a lot of these people that have had kids, I'm like, all right, like, it's time to have a kid. Like, if these people can do it, then we can do it. But man, I don't know how some people can do it. Like, just, it depends on the baby, really. Because some people can have really good babies that, like, sleep well. Like, they can just sleep all night. Like, mm-hmm. you tell some, and they're like, oh, no, I had no issues. I'm like, lucky you. But, man, the toughest part is just really sleep. And like I said, I don't get it as bad as Sydney. She gets it way worse because she's the one who has to feed her. Like, I can't help her there. You know what I mean? So she has to do that. I can do a bottle and.
You would assume with today's politics, though, that if you associated yourself as a female,
oh, yeah,
you
no,
should be
yeah.
able to do it.
I know. What do they do? They have the trans, like, what was it? A trans man? No, a trans woman. It was a man that wants to be a woman. They had a baby, and he's, or she, I guess I'll be respectful in that way, is trying to breastfeed this baby with no milk. And the whole idea was to, for them to get that sensation of breastfeeding, but they still give the baby a bottle of formula.
It's almost like that different genders can do different things, you know? Yeah. It's crazy. It's a crazy thought. And honestly, that's kind of messed up. Like, if I was that baby, if I grew up, have you thought about that? Like, if I grew up and I was sucking on a guy's tit, like, that would cause so many issues and so much trauma for me. Like, you talk about, oh my God, I don't get me into it because I don't feel like puking, but that is an issue. There's a lot of issues. We've missed a lot of issues by not, you know, being on air for the last 2 months, but there's just so many things that who would have ever have thought that you had to be a female to produce milk? It's almost crazy. And that's a thought that's way out there, and you have to be a far right person to think that. But so would you say that parenting right now, and just to make this clear for future reference for when Aspen listens to our podcast here in 7 years, because she's got to be seven. I feel like that's the age. Are you saying that she was a tough baby? That she is not a good baby, because you said good babies can go to sleep. I just want to make it blatantly clear that you're saying that you have a hard baby.
Yeah, she's tough at night. And it's not her. It's really us. It's us as new parents. We don't have family here to help us, like, mm-hmm. to teach us the ways, essentially. Like, anyone can say, like, oh, you can do this, you can do that. But until you have that baby, it's like, if you just have to, I don't know, you have to be really, I guess, hard-headed in a way. Like, you almost have to, like, just let the baby cry. And even know, when you know that they have everything they need. And that's hard to do. That's not easy to do. So it's always easy after the first one. Yeah, that part is definitely harder. I don't know. I mean, like, providing for the baby, like, that's not hard. Like, that's easy. Like the whole money part of things, like, that's super easy. Like, they always say babies are expensive. I mean, not really. Like, it adds up.
Like me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when you're, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but, like, it's just the, I guess it's just the time and then how much it, like, you actually need to sleep. Like, you didn't realize how much you need sleep until you do have a baby.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine that that's been a little bit of a change for you guys, trying to figure out what's the best solution. But one of the reasons as to why it's taken us a little bit to get back on this podcast, we will have weekly daddy updates, by the way. And make no mistake, we plan on putting out an episode at least once a week. There isn't a set day on when it's going to come out because we're busy, but we're not going to abandon you guys. I promise that was the last break. We have a very good plan moving forward that involves Austin actually being here, but we'll give him a pass. So with that being said, we've missed a lot of politics. We'll cover a lot of politics in future episodes. It seems like every time we do a podcast, it's catching up because we're always behind. And this is no different, but it will change. We'll discuss you know, a little bit more in depth about Sleepy Joe and great things with him and Afghanistan and our troops. For those of you who don't know about that, we'll discuss the Met Gala and lovely AOC and her message to everybody. Maybe even some of the crazy stuff that happened on the VMAs or, you know, just there's been a lot of things to discuss. And then everything with COVID, the vaccine. Did you hear about the report that I believe came out in the New York Times when they were polling like Republicans and Democrats about actual COVID numbers? Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
So this was in the New York Times, which we all know where they stand. And I'm pretty sure it was 41% of Democrats thought that something absurd. Wait, actually, I think I saved the graphic. Hold on a second. I saved it. Great podcast content. I know. Okay. Okay. So the prompt was, what are the chances somebody with COVID must be hospitalized? 41% of Democrats thought 50% and up. Jeez. Of people that had COVID would be hospitalized. They thought that one in every two people, 41%. And it goes even further. 28% of Democrats thought that 20 to 49% of people with COVID were hospitalized. Now, keep in mind, the actual number is between 1 and 5. And Republicans weren't nearly as good, neither as independents. They were also high. But if you look at the numbers, that's 70% of Democrats not only think that the chances of somebody with COVID being hospitalized are at least 4 times higher than what they actually are on the low end, at least 4 times. The 41% that say 50 and up, that is legitimately, depending on how you look at it, 10 to 25, we'll call it, but really 10 to 50% off track. And so it's astonishing the way that the media has been portraying a lot of this stuff. The vaccine mandate, I can't wait to get into that because that's going to be a lot of fun. We actually have different views on this to a certain extent, where you have been vaccinated and I have not. My view was in the sense of I'm not an anti-vaxxer by any means. I understand that vaccines work. I also understand that medicine works, right? I'm not going to see somebody who has cancer and say, you know what, rub some jelly on you because that ought to do it. I believe in medicine. I believe in vaccinations. I do not believe in the fact that people are trying to mandate this and require this for employment. I think that that is absolutely an outstretch of their rights, not only as the company, but on the individual themselves. I think it's disgusting. I think that people need to stand up to this. And a lot of people, I think it's a quarter, 25% to, I think it's like 35 or something, like a quarter of all Americans are not vaccinated. And so I'm very interested. Crystal, my wife, works in the healthcare field, as in an RN position. She's not a floor nurse, she's in management, but the hospitals in Michigan are making, changes to whereby I think it's October 1st is what they said for like Henry Ford Allegiance. And a few other hospitals are saying that you have to be vaccinated, and they've had people just walking off, people leaving, people saying, I'm not doing this. And I respect those people. Stay with what you believe in. And you know, I have so many thoughts, but I'm going to shut up and let you share yours right now while I kind of put the rest of mine together. But where do you stand on this whole vaccine mandate? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't agree with the whole mandate thing. Obviously, I think the vaccine's good. I think it's a godsend. I do truly believe it's God is it's a gift from God is what it is. I mean, it's unbelievable of how accurate it is and the time that it took to get it. I mean, that alone, I mean, I think it's a great thing, but I don't think that everyone should have to take it. I mean, I think the ones who are vulnerable and the ones who are scared and feel like they could possibly be affected, like very harsh with having COVID, they should get vaccinated. Absolutely. If you worry about it, if you're even remotely thinking, oh, I don't want to go out and I don't want to do this, well, then you probably should get vaccinated because, I mean, you can get it again, but it's a minor cold. I've met old, like heavy set people who had vaccination and they got COVID and did not feel anything from it. They just were tested positive is all. So you can still get it, of course, but it's a lot less. You're most likely not to die from it. So you can get it, what I'm saying is if you are in a situation where you could possibly die from COVID, well, and it's not even dying from COVID, it's dying going to the hospital and them treating you because they can't treat it. They treat you pretty much to die. So just to not get to that point, then you should probably get it. But when it comes to mandating it, it really doesn't matter. So I've gotten this whole thought process that if someone, it's really harsh actually, say someone is right now dies from COVID, like right now, and they did not get vaccinated, I don't feel bad for that person. You had a chance to get vaccinated and not have that happen. Like, and I actually still have family members that probably should have it, that they should do it because at this point, it's like, that's on you. That's why it's like, people shouldn't care if they're vaccinated, if someone else isn't, because they're fine. It's on that person who decides to not get the vaccination. It's on them. It's their choice. And now they have a chance to get it, and they didn't get it. Where my grandpa passed, he didn't have a chance to get it. It came out literally like a month after he passed, and he would absolutely got it, and he'd probably still be here right now. But the ones who have an opportunity to get it now, that's on them. You know what I mean? So you shouldn't mandate it, because if you're vaccinated, you're protected. Who cares? Like, all these Democrats that get upset, if they're vaccinated, who cares what someone else is? You're fine. So that's kind of resting on it.
And so we have the same baseline of this should not be forced upon people. This shouldn't be forced for employment. This shouldn't be forced to go into places at all. But we definitely differ on a few things. When it comes to, you said it was accurate at some point. What do you mean by accurate?
I mean, like, there's no stats that you can find that shows that it's not effective.
Well, there's stats that you can find that show a lot of things. Actually, Israel, I don't even know if you know this. We haven't discussed any of this. So you guys are getting a raw, uncut version. Israel actually just released a study where they tested 700,000 people. 700,000. And people who were vaccinated, which I believe in Israel is about 80% of their population, they found out that those who were vaccinated were 27 times more likely to get COVID again, as opposed to those who were unvaccinated that already had COVID and had built up the antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's things like that go against necessarily what we're being told from a variety of people, not just in news, but from the dumb boy Fauci himself. And when questioned on this, his response, I don't know. Never any answers. But, you know, there's in any case with any disease, obviously there's outliers. There's ways that people can die from certain things. The vaccine, remember, when it first came out, it was marketed that it was supposed to prevent COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That if you got the vaccine, you were not supposed to be allowed to get COVID again. That was the whole point of it. And then they switched it to, well, hold on a minute. No, it's just supposed to make your symptoms less. It's just supposed to stop you from being hospitalized and reduce your symptoms, which studies show that does happen. Those who are vaccinated do have far less, less severe symptoms that cause them to be hospitalized and things like that. But when it comes to still like natural immunity, natural antibodies, things like that, the study from Israel, which I believe was just released this week, maybe in a few, well, no, it's Monday. So it would have been last week, I'm assuming. That's insane. You're 27 times more likely to get COVID a second time if you're vaccinated, as opposed to if you had COVID before. And have you had COVID? I don't remember.
Not that I know of.
I thought you did for some reason.
No, I mean, I never, like, did I test once? Yeah, I tested once. It was like one of the quick tests. It wasn't anything. But I never was really sick, so I don't think I ever did.
I guess I just assumed that you did because you never responded to my text about recording. No, but so Crystal and I have had COVID. Crystal is vaccinated. I am not. So theoretically, we've both had COVID. Going by the numbers, going by the studies, she is more at risk, 27 times more likely to catch COVID again than myself. And so, again, I am not against vaccinations. I actually agree with the statement of, and I think I even said this before on the podcast, I think that we've discussed this. Hopefully it was one of the podcasts that made it out, because at this point, who knows? By the way, professional podcasters here.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I believe that if you're immunocompromised, if you're worried about your safety, I don't think that there's anything wrong with getting the vaccine. Although there mm-hmm. are a number of studies and things out there that are showing that a lot of people are having serious complications
mm-hmm.
From getting the vaccine. There's been deaths from directly resulting from getting the vaccine.
It was not the Johnson & Johnson one, though?
And Moderna and Pfizer. They've done studies on all of them. And there are certain people, and those of you that aren't in the medical field might not know this. Those of you that are in the medical field still might not know this. But there are certain people that cannot get vaccinations based off of their immune system, what they have. They are not allowed to get any sort of vaccination. And the fact that your employer now, because of Biden, is saying, which keep in mind, if you have 100 employees or more, is saying you have to be vaccinated or you're going to be fired, I think is complete BS. I think that if you did plan on getting it, still get it. If you planned on not getting it, do not let this pressure change your decision.
No, it shouldn't be their pressure to change your decision. It should be your own personal thing. Like, the only reason I got vaccinated was because Sydney was pregnant, and
mm-hmm.
I would hate, because when it comes to COVID, oxygen is a huge thing. You obviously don't get a lot of it, or you lose a lot of oxygen. So, and then when the baby's not getting oxygen in her stomach, then that obviously is causing, that could cause a lot of complications or death. So I was like, I'm not risking it. That was the only reason I did it. Otherwise I wouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. Just because I know I'm fine. Like you said, I have my immune system alone could easily fight it, and I'm good to go. And then if I have it in my system, I have the antibodies, then I'm fine. Just like, that's what the vaccine is. It's putting the antibodies in you. So when they said that you wouldn't ever get it, that's stupid, because we all know that a flu shot is you're putting the flu in you, right? So you have it, so your body's use is aware of what that is. So when you actually get have the flu or are exposed to it, your body recognizes it and fights it off. So it's the same thing. It allows your body to recognize COVID and allows you to fight it off a lot better than if it wasn't ready for it. So that's where it's, I mean, that's just obvious. I mean, that's just any vaccine. It's just, that's the reality of it. So if you know your immune system's crap and it's affecting a certain person, you should probably get it to have those antibodies in you. So when you actually get it, like, you won't have it as tough. It most likely won't kill you. I mean, well, anything could happen. You can go out and get stung by a bee and be killed. So, I mean.
And I don't know if you know this, but they actually do legitimate antibody treatments for COVID. They've been testing this out a little bit to the point where you're not getting the vaccine. You're actually getting antibody treatments. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they have said that if you do that, then you should not get the vaccine within 3 months or 90 days, something like that, is whatever they said, something very similar. And by the way, for everything that we're saying, we are not medical professionals. Do what you want to do. We are not telling you how to live your life. Please do your own research. That is always what we promote. Look into things and really look into them, because a lot of times what you'll see is you know, on the left specifically, when you control the media, when you control the narrative, when you control large companies, social media, a lot of what you're being fed isn't true, and you have to sift through the crap to actually find us. But and they actually haven't really done a whole lot of studies on this antibody treatment to where, again, so they're offering this as a treatment. They're saying do not get vaccinated within 3 months. Otherwise, it could basically get rid of everything that you're trying to do by doing the antibody treatments. So it could, I'm lacking for the word, but reverse what you're trying to get done with the antibody treatment, which is interesting, considering the fact that one would assume that if you got an antibody treatment and if you got the vaccine, you would hope that that wouldn't reverse what you were trying to do with the antibody treatment. One would assume. And the fact that they're specifically saying you have to wait 90 days, 3 months in order to get this to make it even effective is crazy. And guys, if you like this topic, if you want to hear more about this, anything, any topics that you want to hear us discuss, always remember you can always reach out to us on social media. You can send us emails to declamationofindependence.com. But we'll be discussing over the next few weeks, and as more information comes out, because we all know information is key nowadays, but it's also very hard to come by, we will be discussing a lot of these things more in depth. Overall, I think it's absolutely bogus. I think it's bullshit that they're overstretching their rights. I think when Biden said that mandate, and his words were to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, I think was just idiotic. All right, just completely idiotic. Because if the vaccine works, then what do you care if I have it? Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. And if I have it, I mean, aren't you glad that theoretically you are vaccinated and you should, you know, now that we know some of the numbers, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're at a less chance to get COVID. You're actually 27 times more likely to get it, but you will have, you know, less severe symptoms and reactions that will cause you to be hospitalized. That was very interesting. I actually seen it live when he had said that, made that statement. And I thought, boy, that was a bad choice of words from you, mm-hmm. especially considering everything that's been going on with you, everything that you've been doing with our troops and our withdrawal, which we will discuss soon. Very arrogant statement. And you wouldn't come to expect anything else from Sleepy Joe, right? I mean, he's told what to do. He's told when to get up. I'm surprised if the guy can go through a press conference staying awake without pissing himself. So we'll have to see how everything else progresses. But this episode was going to be a little bit shorter, just because it was not only, you know, our coming back episode, and we really can't get into things in a whole lot of depth. But we still have a number of things to go over before the end. One, I did want to remind you guys that you can always buy our merchandise. We did have merchandise set up before our hiatus at bonfire.com. You can search Declamation of Independence and you will see our store. We have t-shirts for men and women. And yes, I said men and women. And we have sizes, different colors. We have a few different options. So feel free to check that out. Again, that's bonfire.com. One of the things that we always did on our podcast, though, Austin, and it's a little bit early. I don't know if you remember this because you've been out of the game for a while, as have I. Do you remember a segment called Things You Love, Things You Hate?
No, I don't. That's new to me, yeah.
So basically what you do is you say one thing that you're loving right now and one thing that you're hating right now. So with that premise, right now, I think I already know what you hate, but what's some things you love and things you hate right now?
I mean, there's a lot of things. Who knows? Things I'm loving right now is obviously being a dad. It's tough, but man, like I'm ready for the age where she's like kind of like walking around and can kind of actually like play with like toys and kind of be like chill like that, but also like have fun with, you know what I mean?
You
like,
have a long way to go, my friend.
But honestly, man, she's already kind of standing up. She's already like, she's doing a lot way quicker than what anyone expected. So it's gonna come fast, but she, it's kind of, that's what I'm loving right now. I mean, she's actually interacting with us a little bit, like smiling, and it's real fun. Like I've been waiting for that to happen. So it's been pretty great. The things I hate right now is, obviously this whole like culture thing with this president and how these celebrities, remember when Trump was in office, like they just like they try to find everything and just sit there and like post this, post that. But like all this crazy stuff that's happening with Joe Biden in control, they don't say a thing. You like look at any of their posts, everything's like, they don't say nothing. They just act like everything's normal. Like that just drives me nuts. Like, are you freaking stupid? This is the time you need to say something. Like, come on. This is the most ridiculous stuff that we're seeing right now. Like ever. This is by far the worst president we've had.
And divided the country more.
Yeah.
There's been, it's interesting. Very interesting. For me, since you asked, things that I love right now is, because we had a 2-month hiatus, it's now pretty much hunting season in Michigan. Bow season starts October 1st. October 1st this year is a Friday. The reason why I know that is because I love hunting. All right. And I am very, very excited for hunting. One of my brothers who lives in North Carolina, their bow season started, I think it was like the first or second week of September, like the 8th or something like that. He's already gotten a point with his bow, which has stoked me out. Now I'm very hyped, you know, to go out because I want to show them up, naturally, as brothers do. So I'm loving the time of the year right now. It's hunting season. I went out golfing probably for the last time this season yesterday in a scramble league, did pretty good. And then of course Michigan football, 3-0. I know Michigan State's 3-0 as well, but 3-0 at the big house. So you know, it'll be nice once we play our little brothers and put them in their place. I'm loving all of that stuff right now. Hey, you missed this on your turn. All right, you back off. I got the talking stick.
I don't think so. I got the head spot here.
You know, I mean, while we're talking about Michigan State, do you want to talk about Nasser and some of those things? Oh, okay.
That's fine. I'm sure there's stuff that Michigan has too, right?
Things that I hate right now. I mean, there's a lot. I think this mandate push has definitely pissed me off a lot for a variety of reasons. Crystal and I are having appointments that we have to go in to, you know, the doctor's office together. And it blows my mind how I have gone in there multiple times, literally two rooms over, unvaccinated, and never been a problem. But now that they want us to do appointments together, I have to be vaccinated, and I don't understand where the difference is. I just fundamentally cannot understand why that is. And so I hate everything with the mandates that's going on right now. We're in for an interesting few years, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know that it's going to get better. It's going to be interesting. So please keep watching the news. The correct news. Educate yourself. Learn what's going on. Learn what's being talked about. Learn what's being avoided. And that's really the best advice that I have for you guys right now. Maybe next week we'll start our new segment. After things you love, things you hate. Like today I learned or something. Or Austin as a new parent. Every week you tell us something else that's new that you didn't expect or that, I don't know, it's different. We'll workshop it. We're getting back into this. But everybody, thank you for still listening. We apologize for the wait. New dad Austin's back in the business. We will be discussing a lot of politics coming up. We'll be discussing football coming up. Baseball season, Miguel Cabrera hit his 500th home run. For those Tigers fans out there, there's been a lot of things that have happened. And I can't wait to discuss it all. I had one other thing that I was going to talk about when I brought up hunting, and I don't remember.
I thought you were going to talk about the Lions playing tonight.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't do as bad as the Packers did.
Yeah, so we'll see who can come back from a loss better.
Well, I think the Packers lost by like 35 or something, and we lost by 8.
Yeah, well, technically more than that. That was just a luck, but yeah.
Okay, you know, I forgot that you were from Michigan too, and you kind of shitting on your own team, but yeah.
Oh, I do. That's what Lions fans do.
Yeah, we're kind of passive aggressive towards each other. Yeah, we'll see. I don't have big hopes for the Lions this year.
No.
More of a rebuilding thing, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. Side note, speaking of Lions in Detroit, Crystal and I went on, you ever heard of like a pedal bike bar?
Oh, yeah, like yeah. Yeah, I like those. Those are cool.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, it's like, I think it was originated in like the Netherlands or someplace across the pond, like Amsterdam or something like that. But basically, it's like you're all on like this big trolley, and each person has like pedals. And and it's a bar. So like you can bring your own beer, you can buy beer or whatever. So we did that in Detroit, which I hate Detroit. I do not like driving through it. I really don't like visiting it. But that was really cool. That was the first time we had ever done that. That was a pretty cool little getaway. So would recommend. Pretty cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is enough talking for me. After I finish this, Austin, you're going to give us the closing statements and send us out. But keep in mind, as always, guys, feel free to respond to us via social media. Look forward to our next episode. It should be sometime this week or next. We're going to get them out once a week. You know, I send us emails at declamationofindependence@gmail.com, and that's ENTS for independence, not ENCE. You can always look at our merchandise on bonfire.com/the Declamation of Independence. Look at our store. If you want to support the podcast, that would be amazing, because we all need to stand up together in this. So, Austin, why don't you close us out, Father of the Year? Oh, one more thing. For those of you who don't know, Austin's a very short human male. Okay. Very short. I don't know. Like 5'3", right? No. No, you're like 5'5", aren't you?
I'm like 5'6", but it's all good.
Yeah. 5'5". Close enough. So have you thought about, because I have, I thought about this on the podcast when you were talking about Aspen. Have you thought about if she is taller than you and at what age? Like, what if by age 11, she hits a growth spurt? It's like 5'8", 5'9". How would you feel?
I don't know, but there's a good chance she could be tall. I mean, Sydney does have some really tall people in her family. So, I mean, there's always that chance, but I doubt it. I mean, she was, I don't know. We have such small girls in our family, so I don't know. We'll see.
Have you thought about that at all on your sleepless nights?
Not really. I mean, I think it's crossed my mind once. But I mean, I'm taller than Sydney, and if it's based off us, I think she'll be probably, she'll probably be like 5. I'll make a guess right now, and we'll see however long it takes when they stop growing, like 16 years old or 17 years old. I don't know.
Yeah, 17 years later when we're doing this podcast, we'll update you on this very
We'll see. I would say she's going to be 5'3".
Really?
Should be 5'3".
I'm having the opposite feeling. I have a feeling she's going to be like 5'8", 5'7".
See, that's tall. It's not like tall, obviously, but that's like a still tall for like a girl, I believe.
Yeah. We'll see. That's for the update. But
all right.
if you want to close us out, this podcast has gone a little long, and we've trailed off a little bit. But any final words for people?
No, that's it. We'll be talking more about this whole Afghanistan thing, I believe, the next time all around. I mean, there's a lot to talk about there, so just be ready for that.
And all right, everybody. Thanks for listening. As you heard from Austin, that's it.